Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Columbus Career Coach Mr. Wilfried Nancy. We can start it off. Brianna, do you want to start us off with a question?
I can get started. Thank you for the time. I first want to start, obviously this was a different lineup than we've seen in the past this season. So can you, and there was a lot of new faces as well with Taha and Phillip who haven't gotten a start this season. So can you tell me what you were expecting out of this lineup going into this game, and did they meet your expectations?
Yeah, to be honest with you, I was expecting what we did today in terms of we didn't win. But in terms of performance, it was a good cup performance. We were close to score the goal that we wanted. They had chances also, but they didn't score. But I am really happy, you know, because when I put a team, I don't like to put a team by default. I put a team because I trust them. I trust my players as I know how to play. And they did it well. And I was happy to give the first start of first minute for Taha this year. He deserved it. And also Phil, he's been training well. And I didn't have the chance, you know, to pull him. And the only sad part is Bushi. You know, he's been injured. But he had the time to make a really good save. So I'm really pleased, really happy. Because as you know, we played many games. In terms of emotion, it was not easy to switch on. But they did it well, and I'm really happy for that.
I want to ask, is there any clarification on what Evan Bush's injury is, or nothing yet?
For the moment, this is too early, but I think this is the wrist. There is something.
And what were your thoughts on Nicholas being able to come in? He had quite a few saves, especially in that second half. So what were your thoughts on his performance in his first appearance for the team?
Oh, good for him. Good for him, because, again, the goalkeeper family is really strong, you know, I wanted to give him minutes, so I decided to go with Bushi because Bushi played already, you know, in Salt Lake with the altitude and so on. But when Nicholas came in, he did a good job. He made a few saves, and also he was calm and composed with the ball. So good for him.
I just want to confirm it was just a rest day for Darlington and Patrick, correct?
Yes, exactly. So the idea was to, as you know, Darlington played all the games, obviously, and Pat also. And so I decided to put them out of the team.
Thank you, Coach.
Okay. Thanks, Brianna. If anyone else has a question, if you don't mind utilizing the raise hand function, that would be great. Okay, Gerald, go ahead.
Coach, despite all the chances that Real Salt Lake had in the first half, you guys remained calm even after the injury to Bush. Can you talk about the composure that the team had there?
Yeah, really happy. Not easy to play in this stadium with the altitude and also the way they play. We knew that they wanted to get in behind. So again, we stayed brave, you know, to move up the line and to have the right body position. That's why I was so happy to when they called the PK, that it was not a PK, it was an offside. It means that we had the right body position. And listen, I'm not surprised because, like I said previously, I put this team because I knew that we were able to do something, and they did it. So in terms of composure and intensity, composure and intensity. They were able to find the right intensity at the good moments when we were unbalanced at certain moments, and to find also the composure in the first half also to keep the ball. Second half was a little bit more difficult because they pinned the ball behind the line, but we were able to stay strong together as a team, and good performance.
And how big was it to have Rudy and Aiden out there, somebody that's been around to help with the younger squad that you put out there today?
Aiden is still young. No, I'm joking. No, listen, it's been I wanted to keep, you know, the how can I say that? That's why I put Rudy, Malte, and Sean and Aiden, knowing that Sean didn't train a lot. Because I wanted to have, you know, this kind of fluidity, and they know how to play each other already because I put new faces, and I wanted to have this core, you know, and they did a really good job because, again, Sean came back and, to be honest with you, I wanted to put Derek, but at the same time, I wanted also to have the balance because Sean and Aiden has played together many times, and also I wanted to have the score, and they did a really good game with that, and it was really important to be really solid, really strong in the middle of the pitch to get this, to have this composure with the ball and without the ball.
And what are some of the positives and some of the things that, you know, might need worked on for Taha? You know, he got his first MLS debut today. Some of the good takeaways and some of the things he might need to work on.
Listen, for me, everything has been positive for him. Why? Because he did good stuff. He played the tempo, obviously. And the mistake or the few details that he could have been better, for me, he's going to learn from that. And, you know, for his age, I don't remember the age that he has, but 18 years old, so I didn't know. So it's not easy to start a game and to be to he showed a good maturity. You know, he showed really good stuff. Now we're gonna show him what he needs to improve. But for me, this is good. This is positive because he didn't hide, and this is something that I like. You know, when you start your first minute, sometimes you have a tendency to hide yourself and to be don't ask for the ball. But no, he didn't show that. He showed that he played with a personality, so good for him.
Last one for me, Coach. You guys are now playing two games a week. You're about to get that, you know, the long train sessions and rest days. What are you looking to take away from this long road? No.
Can we repeat the question?
You guys are now done with playing two games a week for the next couple weeks. You guys got some days ahead of you to get prepared for Portland. Mm-hmm. What are you taking, the positives you're taking out of this experience over the last couple weeks?
Yeah, it's been really good. I told the player that it was not easy, you know, to have this stretch. And knowing that all the emotions that we had, that the fact that we played in Mexico, and but again, the way we train, the way they train, for me, it's a reward of, you know, what they did the last few games that we had, because we played 120 minutes, and it was difficult emotionally and physically, but they did a good job to rest. And I'm going to give them, obviously, a few days to rest and to recover. And after that, we're going to enjoy the game against Portland, because it's going to be only one game for this week. And after that, we're going to go again. We're going to go again, and this is beautiful. This is beautiful because this is what we want. And I like the energy that we have. And, yeah, this is good.
Thanks, Coach.